Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My name's Heather. So, in this episode, we're going to be continuing the Mormon series. I'm having a few different episodes on the topic of being a Mormon or what it's like to be a Mormon, the Mormon church, and everything. So, again, this episode is about religion. So, I talk about a few different topics on my podcast. Mostly, I talk about mental health, but I'm doing this little Mormon series. So if that is like not something you want to listen to, I understand some people don't like talking about religion or, like religion at all. So I just wanted to let you know this episode is going to be about religion and Mormonism. So if that sounds like something you're interested, go ahead and keep listening. Like I said, I'm going to be talking about what time Mormon General Conference is this year. How you can watch it, what it is, and really what my experience with General Conference has been. I've watched General Conference my whole life. I've gone in and actually been to the church's headquarters and gone to General Conference in person before. So I'll talk about, my experience over my life. I'm in my 30s, so I've kind of been in this experience General Conference every 6 months for my whole life. So, let's go ahead and kind of just get right into the episode. First, I want to thank you guys though for listening. If there's anything else you guys want me to talk about, let me know. You can send a message on here, and it doesn't have to be about Mormonism. If you want me to talk about other topics, like mental health is what I usually focus on. Yeah, definitely message me, let me know what you want to hear more about or learn more about, and I will try to make that episode. So yeah, let's go ahead and get started. Okay, so this episode will probably be kind of long. Like I said, there's a lot of information we're going to kind of talk about in this episode. So I'm going to start off by kind of giving you the information. So if you're wanting to watch or listen to General Conference, you can, do that because we actually, the reason why I'm talking about General Conference is we have the General Conference coming up. So I'm going to tell you the dates of General Conference and kind of where you can watch it. So the first day for our fall, we do General Conference every 6 months in the church. So that's the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Some people also abbreviate it as the Mormon Church or, LDS Church. But yeah, the long name for it is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So, our fall session is starting October 1st. It's on a Saturday. So we usually do General Conference Saturday and Sunday. So Saturday, October 1st is the first four se or first two sessions. There's the morning session, which starts at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. So you have to remember that if you're not like in a Mountain Standard Time, it's only going to be live like when it's 10 a.m. in Mountain Standard Time. Just thought I'd mention that because I lived in Utah for quite some time and then I moved out of Utah and then I was, like, why isn't it starting yet? And that's because it starts 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. So there's the morning session, which is 2 hours. So it starts at 10 a.m. There's the Saturday afternoon session, which starts at 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Then Saturday evening, there's a women's session that starts at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And then the next day, which is October, let's see, 2nd, which is a Sunday, it's at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. And then the afternoon session is at 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So that's kind of, what time it's gonna be. Then it's also important to remember like where you can watch it. There's quite a few times or quite a few places you can watch it. I usually watch it on YouTube. If you live in Utah, you can actually watch it on your TV. I usually watch it on YouTube. They do it live on YouTube. You can just also search LDS.org. It brings you up to the church's website. That will also list all the different places you can listen to it. You can listen to it on a radio. You can watch it, online. You can watch it on TV, depending where you live. I'm trying to think of other places you can watch. You can watch it on the church's website, and you don't have to watch it live. If you want to watch it live, you can watch it live. If you want to, if you're working or don't have the chance to watch it, you can also watch it at a later time. So that's kind of where you can watch it. That's kind of how long General Conference is. I just wanted to give that information, starting right off the bat. Okay, and I thought I'd put out a little disclaimer. So I'm also doing my makeup while I talk with you guys. Again, I like to like either clean or do my makeup, or I like to do something while I'm talking. So if you hear like any noise in the background, that's either me doing my makeup or my cat hanging out with me, because she'll follow me around everywhere. Okay, so let's go ahead and kind of talk about like what exactly is General Conference. So General Conference, it's actually been going on for years. I'm trying to think how many years. I don't know. Is 50 too much? I'm trying to think when it started. So, like I said, if you want to learn, I don't know every little detail of the Mormon Church. I thought I'd mention. I don't know every single detail, but it's been going on for at least decades. I'm trying to think how long. But anyways, it's been going on for quite some time. What it is it's like, it's not like a church meeting. It's actually supposed to be for, members of the church, but also the world. It's like a conference that goes on. It happens in actual Salt Lake City, Utah. And it's just like a whole bunch of leaders from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or the Mormon Church. They gather together, they prepare talks on different topics. And the talks are, anywhere from 5 minutes to, 20 minutes, depending on who's prepared it or what they're speaking on. And like I said, there's a whole lot of leaders in the Mormon Church, and they're usually the ones that speak on the different topics. There's also the prophet and the general authority. The prophet is the main leader of the church, and everyone, there's like all sorts of leaders in different areas of the church and different countries all over the world that they gather together every 6 months to do General Conference. So the talks are on all sorts of topics. I mean, it can literally be on faith, they can be on, genealogy, family history stuff. They can be on, challenges that the world's facing right now. Literally, there's so many different topics they are asked to speak on. They prepare the talks and then they share them at General Conference. So that's kind of what General Conference is. If you want to learn more about General Conference, like what a better description, I guess, of it, you can go to the church's website, which is LDS.org, or the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.org. It will give you more information. It can tell you about the history of General Conference. It can tell you about some of the speakers. You can actually watch. My family always like watches General Conference like when it comes out like live. But then a lot of times, members of my family will listen to General Conference throughout the year. And the nice thing is like there's a whole like database of all the episodes. You can even watch like the first General Conference that was broadcast. You can see all the past General Conference. And if there's like a certain topic you're wondering, what the church has said on this topic at General Conference, you can actually search that. You can search different topics, and then on the church's website, it will give you like come up with different articles or different talks on that subject, which is really helpful because I definitely have done that. Like when I'm struggling with different things, like for example, if I'm struggling with faith or I'm struggling, with just anything, trials in life, I can go to the church's website or the gospel library is also what it's called, and just find all sorts of resources on that topic. And it's a great way to kind of, honestly, it's like what I do to encourage myself. Because it can, life can get hard, and sometimes you just need to hear other people's thoughts on topics, and sometimes it can inspire you or uplift you. But obviously, these talks are prepared by humans, so some of the talks I feel like, oh, I definitely can relate to and uplift me. And then sometimes other talks I'm like, oh, that didn't really like speak to me, or I didn't relate to that person. The nice thing about General Conference is there's so many different speakers. So if, for example, you listen to a few talks and you're like, I don't really like any of these, and this doesn't really relate to me, or I don't feel like that person understands what I'm going through, don't just like give up. Just keep, there's a whole bunch of different episodes. Or not episodes, sorry, talks. I'm like thinking in podcast terms. There's a whole bunch of different talks that you can find. So I tend to have like my favorite speakers or leaders in the church that like I really like. And I'll like write a list of my favorite people that have given talks over the years and are leaders of the church. One of my favorite is Jeffrey R. Holland. I also like Dallin H. Oaks. I also like Russell M. Ballard. Those are just like off the top of my head. I'll try to look up my other favorites. So, and there's also speakers that, they're speaking to the adults of the church, but they're also speaking to like teens and even children, because there's leaders from the different organizations. Like we have, for example, the women's session is supposed to be kind of for, well, it is for the women of the church. Also sometimes the young women of the church, which young women are ages 12 to 16. So that's kind of a little bit more information on like, what General Conference is, when you can watch it. Now I'm going to kind of go in and just talk about my experience with General Conference over the years and like why I like General Conference. I will say, like, for me personally, General Conference is what I like to most, like what I like to study the most in my scripture study. Sometimes for me, like reading the scriptures can be a little hard for me to like relate or just understand. And General Conference is awesome because it's from modern day leaders and a modern day prophet. So it's a lot easier, I feel, to relate to what they're saying. And they have more inspiration on like current times. But obviously, both are important and good to study and learn from. So, yeah, let me go ahead and take a little break, and then I'm going to tell you about my experience in the Mormon Church and going to General Conference and watching General Conference over the years. Okay, so my experience with General Conference, like I said, I talked a little bit about my experience in the Mormon Church growing up, that kind of a thing. But my parents, like I said in the other episode, were very and still are very active in the church. And like we went to almost every church meeting. We never missed General Conference ever. I mean, I can't remember a time when we did. When I was growing up, General Conference, you actually had to go into the church building, or like the stake center is another name for it. Stake center is like the church, there's a this the individual church buildings, and then there's usually like a bigger church building that they call the stake center, and that's where They like we come together for certain meetings, and quite a few of the churches come together and have meetings there, and attend different church, I guess, meetings there. So, like I said, we always would go to the Stake Center and watch General Conference, and we barely ever missed it. I remember as a kid, it was really hard because, I mean, literally, even as babies, even as toddlers, my parents, everyone would come and they'd bring their kids. So if you can imagine, it's like church, but more people. And there's little babies crying, little toddlers running around. We would bring snacks, which probably weren't supposed to, but we did because we were, younger, and it seemed very long at the time because it was 2 hours. You had the morning session, 2 hours, and then you had the afternoon session, another 2 hours, and then sometimes we would have the women's session at night. Or sometimes they would do the priesthood session at night. That's another 2 hours. And then the next day, you would do the morning session again, 2 hours, the afternoon session again, 2 hours. So we would bring our little snacks and our little toys to the stake center, and we would watch as well as we could. It was like a lot of fun as a kid, even because we would. Like all your friends were there. We had family friends that we would usually sit with. And we would, like I said, listen as well as a little 5-year-old can listen. And then after the first morning session, we kind of had a family tradition where we would get together with a few of the families and we would bring food and have a big potluck at the church. And the kids would just, eat lunch and we would play. And then we would, once that little break was up, we would go back and watch the afternoon session. And then at the end of the day, we'd go home, come back the next day, and do that all over again. So I remember, like, as a kid, it was a lot of fun. Like I said, we would play on the church has, like, usually most churches have a gym. Because sometimes they'll play like, basketball, this and that. And honestly, most church, mo a lot of the churches had stages, which I really feel like we never even use them, at least in my lifetime. So I'm not really sure what the purpose of stages were, but we have like a little stage in the gym and there's curtains. And I remember we would like come up with little plays with our friends and then we'd like tell the parents, oh, we want to show you our play we made. And we'd always have like a really good time. Even like, I don't think we got so much out of it as a kid, but that's kind of just what it's like being a kid. I mean, we did the best we could. Like I said, we were pretty little, and trying to keep our attention for that long was definitely challenging at times. So that's kind of like what it was like as a kid. As I got older, like in my, teen years, the internet was getting faster, luckily. And so it's funny, I remember like when the internet like wasn't definitely you didn't have like high speed internet, you had like dial up internet, which if you're not familiar with that, that's like literally you like can hear the, you're trying to hook up to the internet and you can hear it make all these noise like like, I can't do it great, but you get kind of my idea. So, we had like more spotty internet. So, I remember a few times we were at home trying to watch it on the TV or on the church's website, and our internet would cut out, it would freeze, all the we'd always have issues starting out. And I remember my parents would be like, oh my gosh, we got to get this fixed and working, we're gonna miss this talk or whatever. And so we would usually like get the radio and turn the radio on, and that usually worked. We'd be able to hear the talk. So that's kind of, I remember like when it was like such a huge thing to be able to watch General Conference at home. I remember it was like super exciting because we went from having to go into a church building and wear fancy clothes to sometimes we would wear fancy clothes at home, but sometimes we'd wear more relaxing clothes. And I remember it was like a huge shift being able to watch General Conference at home. And we still would sometimes get together with our friends and have them come over and bring their kids, and the parents would bring food, and we'd kind of do the same thing still. We'd have like a little potluck, but that would be very challenging because like the lights are on. Like when you watch General Conference at the church building, they turn off the lights, so it's like you can see the screen, and so everyone's a lot quieter. And then when you're at home and everyone, the lights are on and everyone's, hanging out, eating chips and crackers and cheese, I guess, and like M&Ms or whatever, it's definitely like a different experience. Definitely not as like reverent or not as easy to focus at times. But it was, again, it was something that we always like look forward to. My parents always looked forward to it, and us as kids always like looked forward to it because it meant that we got to like see our friends. It meant that we got to kind of have something to come together and celebrate in a way. And I don't know, it was always like an uplifting thing, I guess. So moving on to when we were teens. Okay, so as a teen, like I said, the internet got faster. So we didn't miss as much of it. And you could still go in if you wanted to still continue to go into the actual stake center, church building. They still do it there. But a lot of people, like once everyone had faster internet, most people stayed home. And so it was also nice because once we kind of had the internet, you could watch it. Like a lot of people work, sometimes on Sundays or Saturdays. So it was nice because then you could like rewatch the epi or not the episodes. Oh my gosh, I keep saying that. You could rewatch the sessions that you missed. And it was just nice because you could rewatch, even old sessions or talks from, years ago. So that was kind of a cool, thing as technology got better, I guess. Also, at the downtown in downtown Salt Lake, you could get tickets to watch General Conference in person. I only did that, I think, once because, the bishop had like a certain amount of tickets he could give out to the members, because a lot of people, if you live in Utah, a lot of people want to go in person to the church building. I'm trying to remember which building is the one where they do General Conference. I can't remember the name. It has a name, but I don't remember the actual name of the building. But when I was probably like late teens, like maybe 16, 17, around that age, I got to go with my mom. I think my whole family went, and then one of my friends came, and it's like that's again a whole different experience if you get to go in. It's very like exciting, like it's a lot of excitement. Like people are excited to see, these church leaders actually in person. 'Cause, for all these years you just see them on a TV or on a computer screen, and then it's just like exciting to see everyone gathered together. Usually most of the time, like sometimes there are protesters outside. Pretty sure that happened when I was there. But overall it's usually a lot of people excited and in pretty good mood, and it's a cool experience to be actually at the church headquarters and see everyone give these talks in person, and just being gathered. It's a huge like building that we meet in. There's like a stage area where all the leaders like sit. They have like these nice chairs. They look super comfy, but I don't blame them. If you had to sit in that chair for all those hours, that would be challenging. But so they sit there and they give their talks. We went, and it was definitely like a really cool experience. You have to obviously dress up nice. And yeah, that's kind of my experience like watching it now as an adult and everything. And I don't live too close to my parents anymore, unfortunately, but my parents still have like a kind of general conference, get together every 6 months at their house, and family members and friends will come and bring some food to snack on, and we all watch it together. But now what I do is, yeah, usually I'll watch it at home with my family or friends, and we kind of do the same thing, but it's definitely not as like big as all the other general conference get-togethers that I experienced over my life. But I really enjoy watching general conference. Like I said, there's definitely people that I relate to more, and I just like their, how they speak, and the topics they talk about. And I don't know, I throughout the year I try to listen to the general conference talks. Just I usually will listen to it like when I'm getting ready in the morning. That's like my new thing I've been trying to do, listen to a general conference talk. Like I said, they're usually like 20 minutes or so while I get ready in the morning. It's nice because you can just listen to it on your phone or your computer, and that's kind of what I've been doing lately. I'm excited for general conference. What I've done in the last few years is somebody told me this advice, which I actually really like, before general conference, which I have not done, so I need to hurry and get that done. They'll write down like a list of questions that they have, like things that they've been praying for help for, things that they're struggling with, or even questions they have about the church, or questions they have about life, and write them down. And then, like, while you listen to conference, try to see, like, if your questions are answered. I did that like two general conferences again ago, I think, and I was like shocked at like how almost all of them there was a talk that would talk about that topic. And I tried to hurry and write down like what they said on that topic, but that's another little thing that might make it more enjoyable. And again, you don't have to be Mormon to watch General Conference. Anyone can watch it. So if you're, learning about the Mormon Church, or you haven't watched in a while, I encourage you to listen. You can listen to it and see if there's something that helps you, and if not, that's okay too. Each person's different, and what's going to help them is, unique to them. But I definitely feel like I get a lot out of it, and it my mom is always like, it's spiritual food, like, and we listen, and it kind of gets us through until the next one, gives us, things to kind of think about, or encouragement, or even just, answers to prayers, things that we might be struggling with. Anyways, I hope this was a helpful little episode. I have a few more Mormon episodes, then I'm getting back to my mental health episodes. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this. I hope you guys are having a good week, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye, guys.